My job is sort of, in sport and in tourism. Another area is sport tourism, trying to get the schools out on tours to the Caribbean. They do come to the Caribbean, but not as much to Trinidad as we want them to. So that's part of my portfolio as well.
Do you still swing the bat every now and again?
Occasionally. I wouldn't say a lot. I wouldn't say more than my golf clubs. That's something I do a lot. But yeah, I look forward to playing. It's going to be a lovely 2 weeks. I have like three or four games coming up, and I'm going to try to get in nick and peak at the right time.
So for the rest of the world game. How much of a privilege, though, is it to be invited back to play in these two games? Firstly, the commemoration exactly 200 years since the first match, and then that big game in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the history of the place and how they manage it and how they protect it. And just to be invited, and I know it's 200 years, to the day that we're playing on Sunday against Hertfordshire, the first game. And I'm looking forward to that. And the history sort of, you absorb it as you go on. Mm. Not being English, not being here often, you see the importance of it when the people come out and support. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of support on Sunday. And I've already heard that on the 5th of July, it's almost going to be a sold out. Yeah. So that's great.
What is it about this place that's special? I mean, that goes around the world, really, doesn't it? That people have a feeling about wanting to play at Lord's?
Yeah, it's as a player, it's been always a special occasion. You hear a lot of talk in the past, growing up about Lord's, scoring 100 at Lord's, playing at Lord's, the West Indies at Lord's. And that held a very special place in my heart growing up. Mm. And being able to play here for the West Indies, being able to play here for Warwickshire in a county game, is that step more than any other event or any other game that I've played. And as a spectator, walking around the ground over the last few years, I've been to a few games. The social atmosphere is also very special, seeing that people sitting in the garden. So it's not just about the players on the field. Yeah. And I likened it to, say, the Masters. Mm. Going to the Masters in Augusta for 4 or 5 days and seeing that event and how it's run and the prestige of it. I would think a test match as Lord's is along the same lines.
It's more than just the sport, I suppose, in that. Yeah. So when you're sat there and the bell goes on the opening morning of a Lord's test, how does that feel?
Special, nerve-wracking. The start of 5 days of intense cricket, a period in your life that you'd always remember, no matter the result. A Lord's test match, I can recall every single one of them.
I bet. Just in regards to what's to come, though, I mean, the game against Hertfordshire, I mean, there'll be some players, some minor county players there looking forward to taking you on Sunday.
Well, I hope they serve up a few half volleys to begin with, but I know it's going to be competitive, and I've got maybe about 48 hours or 72 hours to get it right, so today is a good opportunity to get out in the middle.
And obviously the other game that you've got, there'll be some challenges there. Yeah, so you've got to get a bit of form, but a bit more work in the nets as well.
Yeah, that's not going to be an easy game. And I actually don't like playing, the charity games that, they serve up half volleys and the guys come up and make sure that you get a boundary. This seems like it's going to be a big game and a proper game. And I look forward to that. Even at 45, I look forward to matching my skills against the younger guys.
And you mentioned 45. I think it's 30 years, isn't it, since that West Indies tour in the 1980s when the boys came over here and really ripped it up. Sort of looking back on that and looking where West Indies cricket is now, it's not quite the same at the moment, is it?
Yeah, the 70s and 80s did belong to the West Indies, early part of the 90s as well. We've been on a decline for quite some years, and we accept the fact that there are cycles in sport and in life. But I believe that we've been to the bottom quite some time. Mm. So, we've got to find something in our infrastructure to ensure that we get young players playing, playing to the best of their ability, maturing at the right time. We seem to be still churning out the talented ones, but not being able to grow them in the manner that we need to, the professional way that we need to. And I think that's where we're lacking, the fact that a lot of the players are self-made and continue to be that way. And the support that is needed, especially in this time, in the 21st century, in terms of sports and the technology that's going on in all sporting discipline, that's where we are disappointing the younger ones. Mm.
The 2020 is still very strong, but it's maybe translating that. There's different forms of cricket now, isn't there? And maybe the demands... It's difficult to get a team which is going to be successful at all levels.
Yeah, but the 2020 is a very very high-end skill. Yeah. And that's what we have, the ability to play the game. The longer version of the game, where it is the attrition level and concentration, that's where we're lacking. And until we do something to arrest that, it's going to be very difficult to see the West Indies being as consistent as we should be on the longer versions of the game.
So you say that mostly it's golf now, less cricket for you, other sort of sport. is that slightly more sedate?
Well, the ball, first of all, is just...
Doesn't come at you at 90 miles an hour, does it?
It's just there, you got to hit it. So, I enjoy my golf. I've enjoyed it playing it since through my cricket career. Now it's, a lot of fun. My best friends, Dwight York, Russell Atterby, we go out on the golf course every time we get and play. Tomorrow I have a game. So there's no cricket practice tomorrow. It's golf tomorrow.
Well, it helps with that swing. And then walking out at Lord's for the next couple of games that you will be playing, there'll still be special moments. It may not be, wearing the whites for a West Indies test team, but it's still going to be special.
It's going to be very, very special. I look forward to it. The minute I was asked, I put my hand up. And it's going to be a special occasion on Sunday for a lot of people. And I'm looking forward to the 5th of July as well.